Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And boom goes the dynamite. The Mets get swept. Their pitching was hot garbage. Acuna's been a rock star. Strider had his velo up. You couldn't ask for a better three games. No backsliding against those fish. Chris Thomas in for Carl Dukes, man. We're live at Twin Peaks here in Buckhead. We start every hour of every Dukesville show with a hearty, hey, man. These poor people are like, what have you gotten us into? Hi. Hey, guys. There's a nice couple that just sat down, a couple of folks. They're like, oh, no. These guys are really loud. Yeah, I'm sorry. One more hour to go. We're going to talk to Grant McCauley about the Braves. You'll hear what Alex Anthopoulos had to say about, is he buying in? Because as Tony Gwynn Jr. told us the other day, Braves are never sellers. They're always buying. And that's one thing now. But are you going to buy quality, or are you going to buy from like Filene's bargain basement? I mean, what are we going after? You'll hear that comment in just a second.
Jake Odorizzi would like a word.
See, that's what, and that's the thing. And it's funny because while we were doing the interview with Alex earlier, you can rewind, guys, the Odyssey app back to the 240 portion of the program and hear it in its entirety. But guys are hitting me, go, what is this about Trevor Bauer? Well, that's never going to happen. It should happen. I would do it. Although I will say this, Trevor Bauer has not been good in Japan.
No, he's been bad.
He is, for those of you, and I banged the drum for Trevor Bauer. He got railroaded. What you do behind the privacy of your own closed doors is your business. But certainly, Trevor Bauer was exonerated from some of the really creepy stuff, which has basically got him blackballed, Chris, by Major League Baseball. But the Braves, we don't want any ounce of that smoke when it comes to Trevor Bauer, who, again, as I said, his ERA is one of the worst in Japan right now.
He would have been signed if there was a team interested.
Right.
With as desperate as professional sports teams get, Mike, especially when they feel like they're a piece or two away from a title, if a team felt like they were Trevor Bauer away at one point, they would have signed him. It's just not going to happen.
Hey, man, let's hear what Alex Anthopoulos real quick, because I know it's Falcon Report, but time's at a premium, and the Falcons are on vacation right now. So real quick, here is Alex when we asked him about, you know, some bear in mind, always generally going towards the buying, not selling. But where's your head at after a sweep of the Mets and closing the wild card to 5.5?
Yeah, I mean, look, we still got a massive hole, you know. So people are like, oh, are you excited, this and that? I mean, yeah, look, I'd rather win than lose, of course, but we're still five under 500. So we're not even looking at the standings. We're not, you know, my view on all this stuff, even in years past, is I never look at the standings. If you're winning and you're not playing well, you know you're winning, but yeah, the offense doesn't look great. The bullpen doesn't look great. The rotation doesn't look great. You don't really feel good about it, right? So when you start feeling good is when you think parts of the team are clicking, because then you know if you are clicking, the wins will just follow. So, yeah, you want to win that night because it's still important. But, I believe in this team because the roster and the talent that we have is so strong. And you guys have heard me say this before. I'm a big run differential guy. Our expected one loss, I think, is 39-35, but we're not, you know? We are who
right.
We are, and we're five under. But it points to the talent, and look, we still want to be better than that. But you know, if we were four back in the loss column or five back in the loss column of the division, we'd feel a lot better today, right? So, but
right.
We could still get on a run. We could still get better. And, look, I'm just not wired to sell and things like that. I mean, it would have to be just so many things pointing in that direction. But when you have a positive run differential and you have the talent we have and it's young, this was an old, aging team, and last year their contracts and so on, yeah, then that's a totally different scenario. But these guys are so young. There's so much upside. And we have not played our best baseball yet. And there's 90-some-odd games left or close to it. And even after the trade deadline, people think the season's over. 2 months is an eternity in baseball. And I think that's some teams in my mind decide to pull the cord a little too early because 2 months is a long time. So I expect us to be in this thing all the way to the end.
Here is Alex Anthopoulos. Chris, we were talking earlier about, you know, and you'll hear the interview in its entirety, as we said, on the Odyssey app. Ozuna, he was kind of coy about Ozuna. Doesn't sound like he's going to be looking to move Marcell Ozuna, although he could probably make about $20 million or more. That's being very on the low end. He's making $16 million right now on his current contract. But do you think Ozuna's still here by the trade deadline?
Trade deadline, absolutely.
Okay.
Long-term deal, it's going to be interesting. Let's see what type of procedure he has to have done in the offseason with the hip. If it's major surgery, I mean, let's be honest. Do you want to split those reps next year between Baldwin and Acuna at DH?
Right.
Because every year that Acuna gets older, I think you need to make the argument he's going to need more reps at DH in order to preserve his body. You got to remember, he's ripped up both of his legs now. So you don't want him playing 140 games in the outfield.
Hey, hats off to, again, a guy I've been killing of late, but I got to be honest with you, man. First base, Matt Olson, has been raking. Two doubles, including the base-clearing double. More on that with Grant McCauley and more audio from Alex Anthopoulos coming up. Chris is filling in for Carl. I hadn't talked to Chris in a minute. So now, after we wrap up minicamp, everything, how surprised were you that Kirk Cousins, you know, kind of came, or are you not surprised by anything Kirk Cousins says? And I guess the next question is, what are the odds of someone getting hurt? A starting quarterback is like almost three-quarters of the NFL. If they lose the starting QB, that team's dead in the water. You still, still think Kirk Cousins is on this roster by week one?
Well, it's funny. I had our good friend Tori McElhaney on my show this week, and I asked her that exact question. I said, were you surprised at how Kirk Cousins has acted, and more specifically, that they let him speak at camp? And she said, no. She said that was exactly what they needed to do, rip the Band-Aid off. Now he's spoken, and he can sort of fade into the background and just be what he's going to be. And that is, Mike, the backup quarterback. Because fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Right.
We all sat here and said there's no way in heck they could keep him there, hovering over Penix, distraction. And they said, no, we're going to keep him. And we were the fools that said, no, you're not. And they said, yes, we are. And now here we are. It's going to take now. We know the deal.
It's
going to take an injury.
Right.
That's it. That's where we are.
Kirk's going to have to sign off on that. He still has the control with the contract. He controls what team he's traded to. But as we said, I mean, he doesn't want to sit here and watch Michael Penix Jr. He's being a good boy. He's saying, for the most part, the right things. It's funny. When I get on Kirk Cousins, guys say to me, well, what player ever wants to be taken out of the game? I get that, and I understand that aspect of it, which gets back to Coach Raheem Morris when guys say, why are you so lukewarm on Coach Ra? Because everybody and their uncle could see he couldn't do the job. And I understand that, you know, in a one-possession game like the Chargers or subsequently, you know, or even the Denver game was terrible. That game was over at halftime.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, just
– Vikings, too.
If you – sometimes you can't – you're not going to be able to protect the player from himself. But you got to make the call. And to me, Michael Penix Jr. not playing in the preseason other than one series, not knowing what you had, and just, I don't know, to be too static, be too stubborn with Cousins, he was going to bail you out. And I get both sides of it. That Thursday night game will stand – in Falcon history. It's one of the great Falcon games of all time. And then the subsequent win down there in Tampa Bay. But still, this season, that's why when you sit here and you look at the schedule now, tougher schedule than last year, 10 wins is attainable if this team is the 2016 reincarnation. If this defense immediately gels, Carl and I spent some time on this last week. What do you think? I mean, because everyone's honest, like, why are you guys so down on Pierce? I'm not down on Pierce, just Jalen Walker comes with a fuller resume. And Pierce may be the better athlete. He may have the higher end or the higher ceiling. Don't know yet. But do you buy into that 2016 thing I've been selling for the last couple of years? This team can score 4 touchdowns or more and the defense will clean up?
Well, you have to buy in because the defense is not going to be elite. I'll tell you that. But here's the thing. From everything I've gathered, I've talked to all of our friends, D-Led, Josh Kendall, Tori McElhaney, Joe Patrick. They all think Pierce is going to be a rotational player in year one. They think Floyd is going to get the reps. They think Walker's going to get the reps. And AK, those are going to be your three primary pass rushers, and Pierce is going to be in the mix, and you're not going to count on him to try to get you 9 or 10 sacks in year one. Walker's going to play, but he's also going to play all over the field by the time the season's halfway through or so, because
right.
we know the plan is to start him at edge rusher and then move him to the outside at linebacker. So I think as long as the defense can be, can we call it top 16, 17?
Yeah, be in the second half. Be the right half.
That's all. If you can do that, we know the potential of the offense, then I think you're going to be cooking. But what you cannot allow, and that's what ultimately cost Jimmy Lake his job, is for these disaster scenarios to play themselves out where your pass rush can't get home, so your secondary's spinning in their wheels, and then you get blown up for big play after big play, and that's why a guy was in and out of a job in one season.
Right. So now you look at the defense and you say, all of a sudden, an area that was a wasteland has now got riches because you got Leonard Floyd in the rotation. Epikadi is solid, if not spectacular, for six or more sacks. Then you've got Caden Ellis, who was never used properly last year, in my mind, from Jimmy Lake. Like, I'm not sold. It's funny because Carl did one of those Carl things where he goads me into saying something, and then people freak out. No, I don't believe in Ulbrich. I think there are better defensive coordinators out there. I don't know what makes him, you know, infallible. Oh, that's the – hell, Ryan Nielsen did great things, you know, 2 years ago with less talent. You know, we know about, you know, where Dean Pease did – made ultimate chicken salad out of chicken blank. But in this case, you've got more talent, hypothetically, than any defense we've seen in the last 6 years. The corners, the guys we've added. Now, again, it's hard to say that all of a sudden our nickel package is going to be the strong suit because we have all these ball-hawking safety hybrid guys that we added. But they are better. I mean, they're better than what we were rolling out last year.
Here's my question. Are you starting Billy Bowman at nickel?
Dime.
Oof.
Dime.
Who's your nickel back? D'Alford, Clark Phillips?
Well, that's just it. D'Alford's back on this team. I thought he'd never be back in the
Kevin
uniform.
King?
Remember doing, he was doing the crab walk up in Minnesota at U.S. Bank Stadium? Had no idea where Justin Jefferson was. That happened.
And then the quote that'll live in infamy forever, Mike, was confusion on the back end.
Right.
And you can't have that in the NFL. You can't have it. So for me, the secondary safety, I think you're locked in with Watts and Bates. I think that's going to be a great combo. I'm okay with Mike Hughes because A.J. Terrell, Mike, for all we dogged him the last couple of years, especially not getting the picks, he stepped up big last year. He earned the new contract, so I'm fine with him. But nickel back for me, and then the other thing too, Mike, are we a linebacker short? Because if Troy Anderson can't stay healthy, I don't know.
Well, I mean, are you expecting it? He didn't practice in minicamp. Kyle, the two biggest headaches, the two biggest question marks, the two biggest disappointments, Kyle Pitts and Troy Anderson. Neither one practiced in minicamp. And they don't do minicamp again. We can argue. I know that Randy Mack would say minicamp. Huh. But for the younger guys or for guys who haven't established themselves, it's big. You know, it's why do you think we didn't get to see our quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, sign until, oh, he showed up for mandatory minicamp.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, the other thing, too, is how much are these guys going to play in the preseason? Because you know that's not Raheem's style. These guys need the reps. I mean, Michael Penix, I get it, you're not going to play your QB1. But guys that are new, that are expected to have big roles, let me see Divine Diablo out there.
Right.
Let me see a J.D. Bertrand in year two.
I mean, it's funny because no one even – it's funny. I called Morgan Fox. I called him Megan Fox for like 3 weeks. But Morgan Fox with the Chargers, he's a rotational piece. We've talked about getting Divine Diablo, as you just mentioned. Again, he's an average guy for an average Raider team or a bad Raider team. But he is speedier. And then, you know, technically, Troy Anderson is looking up at Divine Diablo and everyone else on the depth chart.
Yeah. You're looking at Caden Ellis to lead the charge. You're expecting big things in year two from J.D. Bertrand. You got Divine Diablo. And you got a guy in Troy Anderson who can't stay healthy. I think that's one of the more underrated storylines going in. I think they're just expecting a lot from guys that have an unproven track record.
Hey, man, it is Dukes and Bell, guys. I hope you guys are having a great Friday. Day-Day producing G-Money, keeping us on the air. And look who just rolled in. Now, guys, Falcon fans, Andre, I know you're going to have a hard time with this. There are decent Saints fans in the world. He's getting I will. Now, I've known this dude. I've known this dude. We're going on. How many years now? Is it 15? 20? I said Katrina refugee. He goes, evacuee. Get your nomenclature proper. My boy Trustee is in from New Orleans. This guy, one of my best friends, man. He's seen some bad beat. Well, actually, all Falcon beatdowns recently, save for 16. One of my best friends just rolled in from New Orleans. Here's Turtle Thomas. But, yeah, man, we're hanging out here at Twin Peaks. We're going to come back. More audio from Alex Anthopoulos, what he had to say about a couple of things. We mentioned the Ozuna thing. Does he believe – I asked him a question about Money Harris. He kind of did like 5 minutes on it. Because if you don't think Alex isn't concerned about the struggles of Money Harris and what is his baseball card supposed to look like, you'll hear that coming up. But Grant McCauley specifically on last night and the sweep of the Mets. We've got a rookie going tonight for the Braves. Grant will explain why they're going to roll that out. It's more about how condensed, I guess, the schedule is, right?
Yes, and Mr. Didier Fuentes will be rolling tonight, 3 days off of his 20th birthday. And, Mike, to answer your question, the back of Michael Harris's baseball card should look better.
It should.
That's the answer to that question.
And it's funny. This goes back, and we had this conversation 3 weeks ago. That's why some Braves fans are going, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, guys, when Matt Olson doesn't hit, I go on the radio and I say Matt Olson doesn't hit. When he hits, I give him praise. Sean Murphy's a bum. We'll come back. We'll talk to Grant McCauley about the Braves. We've also got tickets for you to go see some race car racing, NASCAR guys.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Guys, Friday night and Saturday. These tickets are for Saturday night. Watch the big boys, we think. We don't know. 400, yeah, it's Quaker State. That's a Quaker State 400, Joe. Over at Echo Park Speedway, caller number 7, you get a 4-pack. You get great seats. Watch these guys go zipping around under the lights on what has become a mini Talladega. We had so much fun at Echo Park at their automotive, their big location up there in Gwinnett last week, and get a chance to talk to some of the drivers. You heard what Ross Chastain had to say, how much he digs it. Guys, right now, caller 7, 404-726-0929. You're going to watch NASCAR Saturday night next week under the lights. Grant McCauley next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.